Okay, so we're holding Bezus Hashem, Perek Klal Gimel in Hilchos Rechilus, and the Chavetz Chaim says, Osu L'Saper Rechilus, Afshu Emes Gomel. Rechilus, which means that somebody, Beryl, said something not nice to me to Reuven, and if Reuven now, so Beryl did an Aveir of Lashon Hara, even if it's true what he said. If now Reuven comes to me and says, you should know what Beryl said about you, which unfortunately is such a terribly common thing, so that's Nisa the Rice of Rechilus. So Avshu Em is Gomor, Shein Goy Shum Taru V'Sheker. Even if it's completely true, there's no chair, Afilu Shlei B'Fono. Afilu M'Yedeh Ba'atzmei Shoyi M'Dov Ezeh Apofonov. And even if, let's say, both feels, I would have said this in front of him himself. Gam Kein Oser Rechilus Mikra. V'Kol Shkin V'Meis Ponov Lei M'Lei B'Fonov Mamish. And surely if he says it right in front of him, Ata Dibar To'ol V'Sis L'Kach V'Kach. You did this to him. The osur of avoyne godel harbi yoser, and it's much worse. Echad shebezehu machnas sin lechazok b'libo shelanid nalzeh. First of all, when he says that you did this terrible thing to him in front of this person, so the person is going to be very angry. Ki miyata yiskabel adov etzalem is gomer, because if the guy accuses in front of, if Reuven is going to accuse Beryl in front of me and say, Beryl, how did you say that about him? So obviously, I'm going to accept very much what Reuven says, that Beryl really said it, because he said it right in front of me and right in front of Beryl. Yilul shadov emes gomerli, emes pun of lame believe in front of mamish. If it wasn't true, Yizichah wouldn't have said like that. V'yoy levadzeu machnis esatzmei v'seilu ha'shnaim lavra al-yidei rechilus kazu, al-kam alavin v'seinam fresh b'teira. As the Chafetz Chaim explained in the Psicha, that it's not only the specific lava of rechilus, but also so many other averas, ha'chliach, kamoich, etc. Im Reuven diber al Shimon difnei Levi. So Reuven said something not nice about Shimon and told it to Levi. So Reuven did something wrong for speaking about Shimon. Now v'holach Levi v'sipar al-dvarim l'Shimon. So unfortunately what happens is, so Levi went and said, you should just know, you know, what Reuven said about you. So now Levi hears that, and his first instinct is to run back to Reuven and said, how dare you say such a thing about me? Well, why did you do that? So that's an Isa Deraisa. So also l'shimon le'machakach l'Reuven, ech debarti alai b'fnei Levi, how did you say that to him? Why did you say that to him? Because now he's snitching on Levi. By going now to Reuven and saying that, how did you say that about Shimon? So he's now snitching on Levi. Ki adizeh, kam hu aver al Yisur Chilos. Even though l'chayra, he was an innocent party, and Reuven was the one who started up, and he did the Aveira. Nevertheless, Levi was over Rechilus by telling Shimon, and now if Shimon goes there, he's over Rechilus because he's snitching on Levi. Even if he doesn't say who did it, who told him. I heard you said this about me. If Reuven chaps, who's who did it? Osir, Ubavanisainu Arabim, Harbi Anoshim Nechshon Bazet. This is never such a common case of Rechilus, because, you know, Shimon feels very justified. Reuven was a set Mamash Lashon Hara about me, so I have a right to go back and complain. So that's an Isa Derais of Rechilus. Vida'oid Rechilus Nikra Filo Loyama Bifnei Anagelai. And the Isa is even if you don't tell directly to me. In other words, if somebody said something not nice about me, Kagoyim. This is what I heard Reuven talking about Shimon. Because even though he didn't say it mefurish to Shimon, because Lamaisi, you said it to somebody else, but Lamaisi, the word may get back. And if the word gets back, so that'll be Rechilus. Even if he says, don't tell anybody. Even if you know he won't, he'll keep a secret. Because if you go and say, you know, Reuven said this about Shimon, so sometimes, and I'm not saying Reuven's wrong for saying it, so then you just said Lashon Hara now about Shimon, or you said something about the other person. And surely you can't say, You know what Beryl said about your son? So that, even though the son doesn't hear about it, even though he didn't go tell the son, but nevertheless, that causes me to be upset, because I'm upset when somebody says something not nice about my son. So that also is the reason of Rechilus. To teva ha'adim li yismeitzer bozeh, v'rogel mikri, rochil mikri, and that's considered Rechilus. V'im kavanose b'sipuri esadavil chavek di shechiyeches ruvei, al shediba loshan ha'ashimen. But if, let's say, you go and tell, you know, somebody who the guy is going to listen to, his rabbi, whatever, and you tell him, you know, this is what this guy's saying about him, you should stop him. So then, when that person is not being over, because he's doing it in order to try to help out the person, but as the Chofetz Chaim said, conditions, if there's any way to accomplish without revealing how it happened, you obviously have to do that. So Baruch Hashem, we finished Klal Gimel, Klal Dalid. The Chofetz Chaim tells us is even if you don't tell him anything new. In other words, I knew that Beryl said something not nice about me. And now he comes back, a month later, he comes back and he says again, you know, Beryl said this not nice thing about you. So he says, Shigam hu yoda, ki chen v'chein diber ploini yodaisav, even if he knew. Why? Because it could be rakshu ba'atzmi li spainin adayim b'zeh al ploini shasa avla b'zeh. Sometimes, even if I heard that he said that, I didn't think it was such a not nice thing to say. And now that this guy's telling it over to me again, now I start copying. Hey, you know, that's really not a nice thing. So even though it wasn't any revelation, but the fact that he told it to me now caused that there more sin came into my heart. Almost. Fake out. So Rakshu Alashon Lassan. Right. So he says like that. Or he says, Kigoin Shiyotsu Rubin Chai. In another example, he says, Kigoin Shiyotsu Rubin Chai Bedin. If let's say Rubin came out that he lost the Din Torah. So he says, okay, look, if they don't feel that I took a loss, I don't deserve the money. So, okay. Ukoga by Shimon, and Shimon says, V'shol b'yitim, man asa b'lchim, what happened at the Din Torah? V'heishiv Ruvain, nischayafti, Bezin said, I owe the money. V'amal Shimon, lo yafadonu, ain't ha'ischa. Bezin didn't know what they're talking about. So what happens? That's also considered the Rechilus, because now, because of that, till now, what was I mechadish to you? You knew you lost the case. Yeah, but now that you said, I shouldn't have lost the case, etc., now I'm going to be angry at that guy because that guy's taking my money, etc. Yes.